Blog Talk Radio.
This is the Horse Radio Network.
What a beautiful day for horses in the morning.
I am Glenda Geek.
And I'm Coach Jen, and we're coming to you live from the American Equestrian Trade Association Wholesale Show in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, and you're listening to Horses in the Morning on the Horse Radio Network for January 30th, 2012, episode 326, sponsored by Omega Alpha. Good morning, Horse World.
Well, good morning, everybody. We are here in Philadelphia having a blast. We've been here all weekend, and for the first time coming to this in a long time, we didn't have 3 feet of snow in the parking lot. It's been beautiful weather, sunny, and no snow around, so that's been lovely. It's just Jennifer and I at the show this time. Helena and Jamie both had other things that they were doing, but Jamie is producing the show back in Phoenix today.
Thank you, Jamie.
And she'll be on Facebook, so if you want to chat with her, just hop over to our Horses in the Morning page on Facebook, and she will chat with you there. There was a lot of news over the weekend, and we're not going to be able to get to that today because we have about 15 guests lined up. So we're going to get to that tomorrow. There was a lot of racing news and other kind of news from the world of dressage and all over the place. So we will get to all of that tomorrow. Jamie's just chomping at the bit to talk about all
she's
this
twitching
stuff.
Out
yeah,
there
she's
in Phoenix
twitching,
right
that's
now.
That's right.
Yeah.
So she'll be back tomorrow. We'll be back live in the studio in Kentucky. We'll make the trip after the show today. So let's start the show. We have a lot of guests prepared, and later on in the show, we have a very special story for you that I want to share. We have a very, very special story about a group of employees whose company really was taken out from underneath them, and the employees all got together and they managed to save the company, and now it is an employee-owned company here in the horse world. So that's going to be coming up later on in the show. But in the meantime, we have about 15 guests lined up for you. Jennifer and I have our picks of the fun stuff of this show, and I have some wacky stuff that I like during the show as well. But first, we're going to start with two of the sponsors here of Horses in the Morning. Today's sponsor is Omega Alpha, and we have Dr. Gordon Chang with us.
Yay!
Good morning, Gordon.
Good morning, Glenn. Good morning, Jennifer.
Thank you so much for taking us out to dinner the other night. That was a blast. We had a good time.
You know, it's interesting. You don't really get to know people until you go to dinner with them.
Wait. Hold it. Stop.
That's it, Dr. Chang. Your time's up.
I'm sitting there at dinner with Glenn and Jennifer, and Glenn says to me, I don't eat fish. I'm saying to him, and then he says to me, well, I lived in Boston for a while there, or the Boston area for a while. I said, how could you not eat fish and live there?
I know.
But then that's a major reason for moving to Kentucky.
That's right.
The capital of the East Coast.
There's great beef, right? And Jennifer doesn't eat fish either, or seafood.
If it comes out of the water, pretty much we don't eat it.
Yeah. But, you know,
I should have moved to Texas, you know, with a barbecue and steak.
I make up for it for the quantity of pasta I consume, so okay.
Oh, you inhaled. Okay.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
That was very good. Thank you very much for that.
We had dinner at this nice little Italian place called Maggiano's, and you know what? My only thing that I regret was that my stomach wasn't big enough.
They do it family style there.
Oh,
so
I love it
that way.
The dishes
just kept coming.
It was great. An Italian dinner, that's for sure.
That's for sure.
I think it was the best tiramisu I've ever had.
Oh, my
goodness.
Creme brulee wasn't bad either.
No, I could have eaten dessert all night long.
Oh, I don't know about that. Again, not enough room.
Well, we also have Bo here from Back on Track Products, our Wednesday sponsor. Come right up to the mic there, Bo. Good morning.
Hi, Bo.
It's good to see you again.
Good to see you guys.
Well, I wanted to ask you both. We'll start with Dr. Chang. You know, this show, let's explain to everybody who hasn't heard us here before. This is a wholesale retail show, which means the wholesalers all come in and try and sell to the stores. They get the stores to carry their products. And this show's been going on forever. I mean, Jennifer and I have been coming to this thing for over 20 years now, when it used to be at the Sheraton, which was in a hotel before. And it got so big, they had to take up hotel rooms. I remember Weatherbeater, the first time we saw Weatherbeater, they were in a hotel room. We had to walk down the hall and around the corner. It's just, you know, it's grown so much that they needed the convention center here in Philadelphia now to do it. So, and it is the place where retailers come to buy their stuff, where you can see all the new stuff and your regular vendors all in one place. For you guys, it's important, too. Tell us why, Dr. Shane.
Well, this is a great venue to be at because, A, I get to see people here that I don't see all year round. Right, because they tie me to the chair at the office and they won't let me out of here. They say, boss, you want the customers to buy or you just want them aggravated? So I said, no, buy. So they don't let me out at all. But you know what? It's great to be here because I see a lot of our customers and it's a nice venue to show them new stuff that we have. But more important, it's a fun place to be. I meet people like Glenn. I meet people like Bo in here. You know, even though I see Bo once a year or maybe twice a year, you know, and Bo being Swedish there, I don't know. I he's been known to get into the bottle a little bit there. Hey, Bo?
He had a water bottle. But...
Right.
I wish the bottle. But...
He's here to work after all, so we have to cut him off after a bit.
Yeah, you wouldn't see me if you get to the bottle.
Well, now, Bo, I know both your products actually, but Bo, your products are a little bit more technical, so this really gives you the opportunity to explain them to the retailers so they can explain them better to the customers.
Yeah, correct. And, you know, I think it's important to be – I mean, I remember in the beginning you stood here and wondered what I'm doing here, but you have to show up to people to know you're in business, and if you don't show up 1 year, they wonder where you are, so – not only to sell,
it's like
but
a family reunion,
yeah,
isn't it?
Talk to people, and,
yeah.
And this show starts to get better and better. I think, you know, people start to come back. The last couple of years there, we stood here pretty alone, but the tech store started to come back because of the economy. I think it's turning, and be grateful to the horse people. Some, even if the economy was bad, they're still spending their money on the horses.
I know they said that the ADA folks said that attendance was up 25% on Saturday. I don't know the numbers for yesterday, but it did seem more crowded on Saturday.
Yeah, I mean, you can see outside before I let them in. You know, for 2 years ago, you could there was 25, 30 people, and yesterday there was, I mean, it's packed out there. So, yeah, I'm sure it was up.
So anything new on your stand, though?
Well, in products-wise?
Yeah.
Yeah, we have a new back brace. And gives more support, and I think it's going to be a good seller. And then we have a scarf, some is one of the best sellers in Europe.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and it's pretty fancy, and you know the ladies like it. And it's going to be in the tax stores now, and also it's going to be on our website, so you can check it out.
And now the scarf, does that have the same properties as
all of our products? Are the same.
Now, quick question here: is the scarf black?
No,
it's yes!
Gray.
Yes! Okay, I'm getting one. I'm getting one.
Well, that's terrific. We're and I know we have Dr. Chang on a regular basis, so I don't think we have to ask you though. It's new because we talk to you on a regular basis.
Yep.
He's our resident
nutrition
guy.
Expert.
Well, one thing I'll have to say: what's new is coming down the pipes. You're supposed to hear of it in the general public.
Okay.
We're launching a line of paste products. All right. If you're happy with the Omega liquid products, you'd be ecstatic with the paste product because
oh, awesome.
The paste products are a notch above the liquid products.
That's cool.
So look forward to it at your store shelves.
Oh, right? That's going to be available in the stores real shortly then.
Yes. Yeah,
so
we're launching it probably in about a month or 2 months.
That's exciting. Yeah. That's
all
great.
Right, terrific.
Good for you guys.
And then I know, Bo, we're going to see you next at Rolex probably.
Yeah, and I can tell you something from this news for Back on Track at in the middle of summer, you're going to see our packaging change to green, but it's not only the packaging. Everything is going to be recycled material. We're also going to have a program where the customer can send back the bags for us to reuse them and
wow.
get in a drawing of free products and gift certificates. And
that's very innovative.
In the different
oh, cool.
stores, you know. So it's going to be a big lift for us and, you know, do our little drop in the ocean for the environment. And
that's terrific.
That's a great idea.
Well, I have to tell you, Bo, my co-host on the driving radio show, Dr. Wendy Ying, wears the back brace all the time, so now she's going to have to get a new improved one.
Yeah, we're going to keep the old one, for people love it, but this one is with more support, so some people want more support, so it's going to be good for them people, yes.
Well, great. Yeah. Well, thank you both for joining us today. We really appreciate it, and we'll be talking to you soon.
Yeah. All pleasure.
Thanks a lot. Back on Track products and Omega Alpha. Thanks, guys. And we have John here, who is
John, come on over here.
Have
come
a quick
on,
seat.
And
there.
I must say, I'm going to prerequisite this conversation that John has seriously kicked up the style dial here.
With his bright yellow pants.
You look awesome. You've got your beautiful canary yellow slacks, and I wouldn't call that shirt plaid.
Window pane plaid.
And a beautiful maroon knit tie. You are styling. Seriously styling.
So, John, you need to be about 2 inches to the mic. Get a little bit closer. John is the future, the president-elect.
Current president.
Oh, current president.
Yeah,
it magically happened
at 12:01 on the 1st that I slept through it, of course, but I magically became president at that time.
Of ADA.
Correct.
Of the American Equestrian Trade Association.
That is right.
Do you know we've been coming here for 3 years, and that's the first time I've ever gotten that right?
Yeah, I'll pass
with
for that.
I can learn
it, just thank you. So, John, now tell me, what's coming up for ADA this year? What's new? How are you going to try and help the industry this year?
Well, certainly one of the things that we just got into fruition just about at the tail end of the show and became active again on the 1st, was the fact that ADA is now working with Assurant to be able to give insurance benefits to its members, so vision, dental, life insurance, and a variety of others, which many employers really haven't been able to do because their companies were sufficiently small. But with the cumulative power of ADA and its memberships, This is now something that can be done, and
we have to look into that because we have our insurance independently, and mm-hmm. we're members of ADA. We need to look into that.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. Absolutely. Now, it's not your health insurance because that still can't cross state lines, but vision, dental, life, okay. etc. And we offered this to our employees previously, but when we switched over to this program, all of them were able to get greater insurance, better coverage for way less money than what we had been doing before.
That's exciting.
So they were thrilled. So that's our big thing that we're doing. And then another program that had been on the table previously, but now we have an active committee going, will be a program that has been similar to what's been done with BETA, the British Equestrian Trade Association, and that is reviewing new products. BETA has safety and innovation and a variety of other categories, and we'll be marrying it after that. So companies will be able to submit new product for evaluation, and awards will be given out for
awards are always good.
A variety of categories. And
this is a very competitive group around here.
We invented the horse show mother. So those are the things that are going on. And ongoing, of course, we'll be trying to get the word out that we exist. There's a whole lot of people out there that don't know that ADA is in existence. And further growing the membership and strengthening the industry, and then trying to give back to the industry as well.
Of course, and that's the industry where everybody listening goes out, and the reason they can buy stuff in their tax stores is because they exist and allows that avenue for the product to get to the retailer.
Correct. So, yeah. That's absolutely correct.
Yeah. And John is with Intrepid International, who is out of New Holland, and I went to school at Garden Spot, so I grew up there. I know exactly. And
we were neighbors.
We used to go down there all the time. To
we used to go down to the shop and shop.
When it was tiny.
Yeah.
Not so tiny anymore.
Not so tiny anymore.
But so thank you very much, John, for stopping by. We really appreciate it, and thank you for ADA for having us out again.
The pleasure is ours.
All
thank
right.
you very much.
Thanks, John.
Bye.
Our first product we're going to talk about today is something that I absolutely fell in love with because I love the silly fun stuff. And that silly fun stuff comes to this at this show is called Fluff Monkey. So, Jamie, if you're checking, you have to post a link to this on Facebook because people are going to have to check this out. And we have Kathleen, is it Schaefer?
Sheffer.
Sheffer from Fluff Monkey with us today. So, Kathleen, tell us what this is. Now, remember, we're on radio, so we have to describe it to everybody.
Okay, well, it looks like a pom-pom, and it's made of fabric that kind of gets this curly texture about it. And I am a horse show mom, and which I do a lot of things, and one of the things is I like to kind of make my kids think I'm a little crazy and fun. So I put this fabric together and use bright colors, and I use it to shine their boots. I put their polish on and use it to shine the boots.
It's kind of like a koosh ball meets pom-pom.
Pom-pom, yeah.
Yeah.
That's exactly right. You see,
everybody wants to play with it. And
do I look like a good cheerleader, everybody?
It's very therapeutic. I carried it around all afternoon when we got here Friday. We were setting up the booth. And I was just dragging it around with me because it's just really fun to play with.
It's great for cleaning computer screens.
It's interesting. I mean, I made it again just to polish my daughter's boots. I keep it, you know, in her bag by the ringside before they go in to show their horses. I wipe the boots. I wipe the horse down. I wipe the slobber off the mouth of the horse. And
Hopefully you do the slobber last. Order of go is important there, isn't it?
Yes.
Okay.
Now these are cool. They're as we said, they're like mini pom poms. They have a little strap on them, so you can put them on stuff. And I think what's happened now is teenage girls are buying them and putting them on their backpacks, and they become a fashion accessory.
And you have to be careful. It's not just the girls. The boys like them too.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Maya sent some to school with my daughter for her girlfriends, and she came home with this cute little list of colors that all the boys want.
Do you make them in
manly colors like camouflage?
Camouflage?
Well, not yet. I have that on my list.
That's going to be a color for spring 2013.
Yes. But, you know, amazingly, some of the boys liked pink and fluorescent colors. And it was,
really?
I was very surprised.
So I noticed when we were over at the booth, some of them are made with the entire fluff is made of the same material but in lots of different colors.
Uh-huh.
And some of the fluffs have little lycra strips in them, and then little meshy strips in them.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So they're going to have a little bit different texture. So for folks who want to use them for grooming their horse
yes.
or their pet,
yes.
it's going to have a different feel for the horse.
The ones that I have made for the horses have a little bit of like a mesh in it, and it, you know, just helps
to grab a hold of the loose hair
and
pull it out.
Polish. It's more for like a horse that's clipped and just needs that extra shine.
That's probably good.
Yeah, I think it does.
For the clipped one.
Yeah.
Now, you can throw this in the washing machine?
Yep, absolutely. I actually wash them right after they're made and or have them washed after they're made.
Mm-hmm.
And the washing, and the more you use it, the tighter the fabric curls and
gets
that really cool appearance.
Well, that explains why it's getting curly in the middle, because when I picked it up at the booth, it was all very flat.
Where you touch it and play with it and use it.
And now it's starting to have a bad hair day.
Oh,
it's really getting kinky.
That's good.
Really kinky. And then it came with a little carabiner, so I can hang it on my belt loop.
It's adorable. The little girls and boys walk around the horse shows and school with their fluff monkeys hanging on their hips. And
it's pretty cool.
And unfortunately, some of the teachers, I tell this story, one of my daughter's classrooms, the teachers banned fluff monkeys because I guess the kids were having a little bit too much fun.
Turn around.
They are fun to throw. They're a little bit Nerf-like in that respect.
Yes.
They're really fun to chuck around.
Yes.
This one has flown across the aisleway several times. I will admit to that.
I actually, on my Facebook page, was writing some things, and sometimes I get a little too silly, and I said they would really be good for throwing at your trainer. But
our next guest is sitting here at the table laughing.
A friend of mine said that might not be a very good idea because then you're going to laugh at stuff. You know, if your trainer's, you know, being silly stupid, you know, whip the fluff monkey out.
I love that. I wonder if I could do that with co-hosts, except they're too far away. I can't.
Incite not the crowds to riot. They will. Yes. Oh, my goodness.
Well, this is great. It is at fluffmonkey.com is where you'll find all the information about it. What do they retail for?
$14.99.
Okay.
Yes.
So
yes.
I think we're going to be seeing a lot of those at Rolex coming up this year.
And there's some other cute things, versions of fluff monkeys that we're putting in little girls' hair, you know, for their pigtails.
Oh, that's right. I saw the little pigtail holders. They're adorable.
Yes.
I don't have enough hair for those, but they're darn cute for kids who do.
Absolutely. Yes.
You need to make little tiny ones that are for zipper pulls.
Yes.
Yeah.
Going to do mini.
And luggage. One went through the airport for me out of the
country. That's a great idea. You can find your luggage with all the other black and blue luggage coming across. You're going to be the only one with a fluff monkey. So.
Well, for a little while, you'll be the only one until it catches on.
Yeah.
Thank you very much, Kathleen.
You're welcome.
We appreciate
Thank
you stopping by. It is at fluffmonkey.com if you want to check them out. They're fun.
Go to your local tax store. Say, get Fluff Monkey.
Thank you.
Thank you, Kathleen. And speaking of local tax stores, we always want to get a retailer on here. And the first person to walk by our booth the other day was Carol from Adirondack Tax, which I just love saying. And we said, oh, that's it. You're elected. You're the first one. You get to be on the show. So good morning, Carol.
Well, good morning. Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. Now, tell us about Adirondack Tax. Where are you guys out of?
We are in Plattsburgh, New York, which is on the north side of the Adirondack Mountains in the northeast corner of New York State.
Wow. That's snow country.
Usually it is. We've had an unusually mild winter this year, but normally, yeah, we have a lot of snow.
So what kind of riders do you see up that way? You're seeing English or Western, both, one or the other?
Both. I cater to a lot of people who ride both English and Western, a lot of 4-H kids, a lot of backyard horse owners. We're a rural enough area that we don't have a lot of big training barns. So a lot of people with two horses hanging out behind the house.
Yeah. So does that, obviously that changes what you have to carry in the store?
It does, because I have to have a little bit of everything and not a lot of anything, because everyone's sort of dabbling in all different sorts of
disciplines. It's tough when you have to carry both English and Western when you're not a specialized shop, because there's just so much on both sides.
There is, and even when you divide up English and Western, English you have hunter jumpers, and you have dressage, and then you have the soft breeds and their hunt feet, and then Western, you have Western Pleasure, and you have Rainers and gaming and weights.
It's a double-edged sword, isn't it?
Yes.
The variety is fascinating and wonderful, but on the other hand...
yes, on the other hand, yeah, there's way too many things to choose from.
So what are the biggest challenges right now for small pack shop owners, you know, that aren't nationwide and are, you know, in local communities like yours? What are the big challenges? Obviously, the economy has probably affected you, I'm sure.
Yeah, as it has affected
everyone,
yes. Getting people to come to the store rather than sitting at home in their pajamas with a computer, sometimes that's kind of hard.
You know what you can do?
What can I
have
do?
Pajama Friday.
We do our show all the time in our pajamas. This is the first day we've gotten dressed in a year.
Get in their car, though.
That's all right. At least where we're from, driving the car in your pajamas is acceptable.
Yeah. How many times have we all done the barn in our pajamas in the morning?
There's a lot of hands going up out here in the audience.
There's a lot of people that I can get hay on the pajamas, so yes. But the slippers don't go out in the barn very well. You just pull your boots on.
that's what the Wellington was invented for.
Yeah,
so you can put it over top of your jammy socks.
Yeah,
what are the best sellers right now for you?
Best sellers. Wow. This is January. Normally, this time of year.
Blankets,
winter
obviously.
Stuff.
Yeah.
Well, yes, we've had such a mild winter, not so much. But blankets and winter boots are always very popular. And gloves. Everyone always has cold fingers and always loses a glove somewhere.
Yeah, and you lose the gloves, the dogs get chewed on, they get wet.
In your area, you're actually carrying the 300 fill blankets and
I have 400 fill
blankets. You would have to.
Yes.
Oh!
Yes. Most people, I tend not to, I steer them away from the 100-gram blankets just because it's not enough.
What's the point?
If you're going to blanket and it's 20 below, you have to go for the heavy.
Get a real blanket on.
Yeah.
It's like putting on a sweatshirt to go out in the
blizzard. But then let's be honest.
Yeah.
Janie puts 400 fill blankets on her horses in Phoenix. So, you know, people in the warm territories also think they need that warm. She just rolled over right
now.
Well,
it depends.
She's posting mean things on
Facebook right now.
It depends on how her horses feel about that climate. If they're not, you know, if the horses think that 50 degrees is freezing cold, and maybe they do need the 400-gram blanket.
Wow.
Well, this is great. And you don't have a website yet, but you're going to.
That is February's project, yes. So everyone can look for the Adirondack Tax.
So do you guys have a Facebook page yet?
Yes, we do.
Oh, well, there
we are on Facebook.
So Adirondack Tax.
Yep. Yep. And
so if you can spell Adirondack correctly,
that's right.
I'm sure Kathleen will send you a free pen.
Yes.
It's Adirondack.
Correct. Yes.
He read that.
Yes.
Yeah, I didn't spell that without
looking. That's all right. A lot of people spell it wrong. So.
Well, this is great. Adirondack Tack, you can, they also, their phone number is 518-562-4630, and you can search for Adirondack Tack on Facebook as well. We'd like to, so now we're friends.
Great. Well, thank you very
much. Thank you.
Thanks for coming back.
You being on. Talk to you soon.
Thanks.
Have a great show today.
That was
Carol. Go buy stuff.
Now we're in between guests for a minute or two here. You're listening to Horses in the Morning. Jennifer and I are coming to you from live from Philadelphia. And this show is sponsored by Omega Alpha. We have a helper today. And our helper is Beth. And we want to thank her for helping out today. She is with, come over here and hop on quick. 2 seconds. You can say hi to everybody.
Good morning.
Beth is from Nunn Finder Products in Bitter Britain, and we asked John Nunn this morning if we could borrow Beth to play producer, and he was kind enough to let her come over.
So she's guest wrangler.
Guest wrangler.
Guest wrangler. Get the title right.
Man. I was promised a lasso and spurs. I don't see them anywhere. I'd like, I need the tools of the trade.
Well, thank
That's
you,
awesome.
Beth, so much for stopping by. We really appreciate you helping out this morning.
You're very welcome, and I'm going to go back to wrangling now.
Okay, good. Thank you. Well, we had a pick, Jamie. I had a pick. I always pick the Horse Husbands product of this show, product of the weekend, and I picked my Horse Husbands product of the weekend. And, Jamie, I will ask you to post a link to this on Facebook because it is my favorite product here as a horse husband, and I think every horse husband that's been here would agree with me. It is called a Southern Swig, and what it is, it's a ball jar that they have mounted on various things, a ball canning jar, like you see your grandmother
jelly jar.
Jelly jar for canning, and it has the metal top on it and everything, but they have mounted them on wine glass stems and a number of other things. So what I call it is the redneck wine glass, because it is a redneck wine glass. There's no doubt about it. You could put some Kentucky moonshine in this ball jar, and you would look sophisticated. Now, if you drank
sophisticated,
if you drank the entire ball jar full of Kentucky moonshine, you'd be dead. But this, I just love these things. I want an entire set. The gentleman that does them was kind enough to give me one. I'm going to go steal the rest of the set later. And it's called Southern Swigs, and they're at southernswigs.com. And I just think they're the coolest things. I want a whole set of them. I just love those. That is my show pick of the weekend, and we'll find out from Jennifer. Hers is always a little better than mine. Mine's more horse husband related. You know, we don't really care about tack a whole lot. We want the fun stuff.
Yeah.
So, and it involved alcohol. It's perfect.
It's perfect. There you go.
It's absolutely
so
perfect.
So it's mason jar stemware.
That's right. Mason jar stemware.
All
right.
The really amazing
I'm calling
tack
it
here.
My redneck wine glass. That's what I'm calling it.
The amazing amounts of tack here and all the crazy stuff here, and you choose mason jar.
That's right.
Stemware.
Now, the next one up, guest here waiting for us to talk to her, is Candace, and she is with Action Rider Tack, and she has actually been our neighbor right next to us for the whole weekend. Good morning, Candace.
Good morning.
Come in a little bit closer, about 2 inches away.
Okay.
Now, you actually carry products that are geared toward many disciplines, but you focus on endurance is one of your big disciplines.
Yes. Endurance and trail.
And we love endurance here on Horses in the Morning. We have endurance riders on all the time. Jennifer would like to get started in endurance at some point here.
Try it someday.
So tell us why your products are different. We found them fascinating because of one reason, and you're going to tell us why. The treeless part.
What is that? The fact that she has really gorgeous riding helmets imported from Italy?
And also
the treeless
saddles, which are the most comfortable things I've ever sat in.
Yeah, we actually have the world's largest selection of treeless saddles. And they're just wonderful for both the horse and the rider. And we've introduced them into the endurance community. In particular, the freeform saddles back in 2005. And most people just love them. All the horses love them.
Well, the riders should love them, too, because the seats on those things are so comfortable.
Yes, they are.
I mean, we sat in the endurance saddle. We sat in the Western version of it, which is very comfortable. And why do the endurance riders like the treeless saddles?
Well, since there's no tree, the horse has such freedom of movement. So they move out much nicer. The horses are much more comfortable. And, of course, if they're comfortable, they can go longer distance and be much happier.
Do Do you have to pad differently? Do you pad differently?
Well, it's very important, the saddle pad that you use when you have a treeless saddle, because one of the comments about treeless saddles is how do you provide the freedom from the weight on the horse's back, and that's through the pad. The pad lifts the saddle up off the spine.
So what kind of pad? What type of pad?
Well, you want to use a pad that has a very narrow center seam built up on either side with inserts. And there are several pads that are made that way. We carry half from Italy. We have our own Action Rider, English Endurance and Western Endurance trail pad made for us specifically by Equipedic. So that's the type of pad.
Do they tend
and
to
you
be,
also want it to be breathable.
Do they tend to be foam or gel?
It's most of it is a viscoelastic, which is open cell and very breathable.
Okay, so it's both.
Yeah.
So you have barefoot treeless saddles.
We have barefoot, we have ghost, we have torsion, we have a new saddle coming out this month called the Evolution.
So several. So each one... because I'm the person who doesn't know a whole bunch about a treeless saddle. I just got to sit them and went, oh, you need to check these out because they're really comfortable. They have panels underneath. There's a panel under there. But then in addition to the panel, you also need a specific style of saddle pad.
Correct.
To make sure you get the optimum fit for your horse. Otherwise,
correct,
you're going to kind of negate the advantages of treeless if you don't have it on
there. Sort of bottoming out.
Right.
So you don't want to bottom out.
And you don't want that.
You want to have clear spinal clearance.
There we go.
Yeah.
Important factors in saddlery. I'm going to go sit in some more of those and see if I can't take
one. Yeah, Jennifer's been drooling on them. They're pretty much, you have to wipe them off every time after Jennifer leaves. She's been drooling on those. What are the price points for those? Are they similar to the treeless saddle?
They run between $600 and $2,000.
There's a wide range of prices.
So
pretty much the same as any treeless saddle.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Except the features. Maybe this is the horse husband speaking again, who doesn't ride a whole lot. I drive because the seats are cushioned.
They're seat belts.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
So now I can ride because the seats are cushioned,
mm-hmm,
and I do like them. Now, the helmets, too, are really cool.
Yes, we have helmets are so important. And so you want to have one that's comfortable. It's ventilated, because if you're not comfortable in the helmet, you're going to take it off, and you need to keep it on. So we import them from Italy. LAS is very, very well known.
And it's LAS, right?
LAS. LAS. And they support many of the endurance teams. And, in fact, they are the sponsor for the U.S. endurance team.
So they're riding in a lot of LAS helmets across Tevis.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's great. And where can people find out more about your product?
On ActionRiderTax.com.
ActionRiderTax.com. So if you want to check out those treeless saddles, hop on over there. If you're an endurance rider and haven't looked into it yet, you definitely want to check it out. It's the place to go. ActionRiderTax.com. You've been great neighbors, by the way.
Thanks. It's been fun hearing you.
Oh, yes. They're like, get those people
out of there. They keep moving us every year because nobody wants to be beside us.
They draw straws out of a hat.
Yeah.
Your turn.
Your turn. You have to be beside them this year. Thank you, Candace.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. And our next guest up here right away here on Horses in the Morning Jamie, you knew that I was not going to be going through an entire show without finding a pretty girl with an accent.
Thank you.
There was going to be a pretty girl with an accent. No matter what I did, I was finding one. And I did. And I found one that has this unique product that we had not seen before. And I looked it up online since we talked to you, and I want to talk to you about some of the reviews that people have had of it. It's called the H2Go bag. And tell us about, and we have Sally with us. And Sally, first, where are you from?
I'm from Worcestershire in England, so central counties in England.
Worcestershire, England, which is that where the sauce came from, by the way?
Yeah,
it is.
Yeah.
It is.
Same county.
Oh, it's just kidding, but I guess.
So Worcestershire really does have three syllables.
Yeah.
Worcestershire. Okay, not the six syllables that us Americans give it.
What's
we tend to call it Worcestershire.
Yeah.
Worcestershire.
So this is the H2Go bag. What is the H2Go bag?
The H2Go bag is a bag which you put into your wheelbarrow. It holds up to 20 gallons of water. So it's ideal for the equestrian market. When I use mine a lot back in England when the frost come and the water trough is frozen. I pop the bag. There's an anti-slip mat in the packet. You pop the anti-slip mat into the wheelbarrow, then put the bag on top, and you fill the bag up with water from your hose pipe.
And the bag is shaped like the wheelbarrow.
Yeah, the same
shape
as a standard-sized wheelbarrow. And then easy to transport water to your required destination. Usually the tap is miles away from where the water needs to be. And then you can pour the water straight from the wheelbarrow in the bag straight into your bucket.
Can you open this?
Yeah, help with that. Okay.
So this is really cool because we have the same thing at our barn right now where there's several fields that the automatic waterers are broken. They don't work right now.
Yeah.
So we have to put the buckets out there, and you're constantly...
You're constantly toing and throwing.
Exactly. With the wagon, and it spills everywhere, and you get half the water out there.
Heavy water.
Exactly.
Much easier. Much better for your back as well, because have it evenly balanced in the wheelbarrow, you can push it along.
So the bag, what happens is there's a spout on the front of the bag towards the front of the wheelbarrow, and you just tip it. The water comes out of the bag into the bucket.
Pour the wheelbarrow, so you're going to empty the muck out.
Jennifer's actually opening one up right now and playing with it because I don't think she's going to let you. I think she's stealing it is what she's doing, to be honest.
Oh, gee, the package is open. Can't take that one back. So here's
this
little
trick she does.
The little meshy thing, which is what, about 18 inches square?
Not the best place is to place that at the very front of the wheelbarrow on the slope.
On the slopey part. Okay.
As the water pours out, it stops it slipping, stops the whole bag falling out.
Okay, and now so the only thing I would worry about with this is we use our wheelbarrows for muck too, so your bag's going to get really gross. And
because it's quite heavy, durable plastic, you can easily just hose it off after you've used it. If it gets covered in muck, it just wipes off.
The same with the nose. So,
this is seriously heavy duty stuff. This isn't just.
I've had mine for 2 years. I've used it every week.
So that was my question. Not going to pop a hole in this baby?
No, I mean obviously if you get a sharp stone and pierce it, it will. This. But, I mean, I've had mine for 2 years.
What happens in the winter? Does it tend to...
I just fold it up and keep it inside and put it out when I need to use it.
So it doesn't get so brittle in the winter that it's going to want to...
No, it'll stay soft and supple like it is now, brand new out of the packet.
Yeah.
Well.
I'll get a few sort of...
And now it's got a... Is it a screw top lid or a pop top?
We have come up with a new one with a screw top. This has just been developed last week. Just made last week. My dad made it and brought it over with me. And you'll be able to attach a regular hose attachment to it. You'll be able to have a hose pipe on the bag. And as you tip the water out the wheelbarrow, it will pour out the hose.
Oh, so you can get it in if you're a narrow bucket
or something like that.
Or
washing flowers or washing cars off or anything. You'll be able to pour it out and the natural gravity will pour. It won't be high pressure, but natural gravity will pour the water out.
And you do have an attachment on it available now for watering flowers, right?
The new attachment is available on the new stock. It's going to be a watering rose, which will come as standard on all the new bags. So you can, obviously, a huge amount of water will squash the flowers, but the watering rose will make water come out with much finer.
Like a little shower.
Like a shower, yeah.
Sounds so pretty when she says watering rose.
Yeah.
Now, how much do these retail for?
Retail at around $17.
Okay, well, that's not bad.
So, and it holds about 20 gallons.
About 20 gallons.
So if you compare that to buying 2 5-gallon water gas cans, which a lot of us use, price point wise, it's very reasonable.
Yeah, it's very reusable as well. So.
Now, one of the complaints I saw, I did take a look on Facebook or on the internet to see what people were saying about it, and the one complaint I did see, there were a lot of people that just loved it and gave it 5 stars, but the one complaint I did see was from people saying it gets really heavy when you put 20 gallons of water in it.
Yes, I mean, but we've developed the 15-gallon one for women or children. I personally don't fill mine to the top because it is very, very heavy. It works perfectly fine if you only half fill it. If you only put 5 gallons in, it works just as well. So it's not required to be filled to the brim each time.
Oh, so if you only want to put 5 gallons in to use it, it functions perfectly well.
Functions perfectly well. I'll say I probably only put about 15 gallons in mine because my wheelbarrow is a bit tired and the pump tires probably need pumping up. I struggle to push it, so you don't have to fill it to the full.
We did discover that English wheelbarrow that she brought along, is different than ours here, and I think Jennifer's going to be stealing that and the bag on the way out.
Yeah, it's gone, I'm afraid.
Somebody grabbed that wheelbarrow, didn't they?
See, it's different. I don't know why.
It's really cool. It was just like
aluminium.
Yeah. There you go.
Start bringing English wheelbarrows in over here and selling those along with the bag. You'd be doing great. So now, has this how has this been your first time here at this show? First time in America, actually.
Yeah, my first time in America, and we just launched the product at AIPA. I'm really pleased with the response. A lot of retailers and quite a few interested distributors as well, which is what I came over here for. So we're really pleased with the show.
So this is your first time in America?
My first time
in
America.
And you get to see Philadelphia?
Yeah.
There are better parts, I want to say.
Hey, I'm sure we have listeners in Philadelphia.
Well, I've really enjoyed my stay. Americans have been very friendly and welcoming. So
well, good. Terrific. Well, where can people find out more about these?
And you can go on our website, www.planetproducts.co.uk, and Planet spelled with an IT at the end. We're mainly a cooking product company, but if you click onto our products section of the website, you'll see under homeware, you'll see the H2O bag there.
And as you said, this is your dad's company?
My dad's company, yeah.
So you're now joined the group?
I get sent out to do the equestrian products. I've got horses myself. I'm the only one in the family who knows about horses.
What kind of riding do you do?
A bit of everything, a bit of hunting, a bit of hacking, and English riding, really, a bit of everything.
Cool. Very good. Well, thank you so much
for
stopping by. This has been terrific. We're glad that you were able to make the trip over here. And good luck with this product.
Okay, thank you.
All right, bye. Bye-bye, Sally.
Thanks.
That was Sally. She had the H2Go bag, which I think is a great name anyway. That's terrific. You're listening to Horses in the Morning. I am Glenn the Geek. We're here with Coach Jen with me today. And Jamie is producing. And now the next product to come in takes up a lot of room. So we're making room on the table. Beth, thank you very much for carrying the heavy stuff. We appreciate it.
Is everybody out there, if you hear a loud thump, it's okay. It's just the product tipping
now,
over.
You're going to want to pay attention to this one, Jamie, because this is venting related. So you're going to want to take care with this one. It is, we have Cindy from FieldJumps.com with us today. Tell us about the product that you brought over.
Good morning. I invented and patented this product. I started it 3 years ago. It's a big piece of metal that fits over a 6x6 lumber or a cedar post, and it's to create adjustable height cross-country jumps. So it's really an innovative
It's
product.
A jump cup for cross-country jumps.
Yeah, but it's for timber.
I know, but that's what
big
I mean. It's for big logs and things like that.
Yeah.
But it's the first, like, oversized jump cup that I think that's ever been developed like this.
Yeah, it is. And it easily makes the height of jumps easily adjustable, which is great for clinics and pony club, fox hunting, eventing, all sorts of wonderful things. But I had the need to have something like that because some days I have brave days, some days I have not so brave days. So I might come out in the field and adjust everything down a few notches, or on a better day, adjust them up a few notches.
I got to tell you, as a horse husband, you know, this, when Jennifer said, we're going to build some cross country jumps, as a horse husband, that sounds really cool, you know, because you get to play with tools and you get to go out and do manly stuff. Until you build about two of them and then. Kind of done with that cross-country jump thing, because it's just not as easy as it looks.
It's not easy, and it's got to be done right.
Right. That's the other thing. They're very picky about how it's done.
Yes.
Your horse wife.
Yes.
So, and of course, we don't understand why that is. You know, we just understand that, why do I have to, I just dug the hole, and I have to move the hole 4 inches over.
Yes.
Now, this is, I really like this one, because it is so easy with this very large jump cup.
It looks like a jump cup.
It looks
like
a very large jump cup to move the big log that's on your cross country jump up and down. It's just so easy. You did it, and it was like, wow.
Yeah, so if you have that log cross piece underneath it, you can put all sorts of fun things, all sorts of fillers, even dark bark chips, scary things. You can put it over a ditch so that you can take a horse over a ditch 1,000 times until they're bored, and then make a trainer out of it, which is really wonderful. A lot of the Olympic team people are using it for that. And then the other product, which I didn't bring because I couldn't carry everything, is a timber tie. And it's another big piece of metal, and you literally tie it onto a tree.
It serves a similar function in it.
Exactly.
It holds a horizontal piece to a vertical post of some type.
Right. So
but it's designed to be completely portable.
Completely.
No tools required, drilling, no chainsaw. That's good for Glenn because he's not allowed to use power tools anymore.
Yeah, it comes with a strap, a nylon strap with a ratchet end, so you can just strap it on trees. My ad in one of the magazines, the ad reads, I went on. And and that's exactly what you do. I mean, it takes me 5 minutes to make a jump out in the woods by taking two of these brackets out, tying them to the tree, and obviously you plan ahead and have a log the appropriate height to go between it. And then just put the log in, and that's it.
Is there kind of a, I don't know if this is a dumb question, is there kind of a weight limit on the logs, or would it matter?
You can put anything there. The timber cup that you see here, I had it at, I was vending at Rolex, and it was raining really hard, so everybody came inside. And I had four people sitting on the jump, and they each had a beer in their hand. So that's, what, 604 pounds?
Yeah.
And 607 calories.
That's right. Yeah. I mean, obviously you wouldn't want to put that much weight in it because you're going to want to make it a little bit adjustable. If you had that much weight in it, you're going to need a forklift truck to lift up the log and move it. But it'll hold a lot of weight. It's really heavy metal. It's made in the United States. That was one of my criteria. The company that I'm with found a wonderful supplier, so it's made in USA, which I'm really proud of.
So it's really designed. It's very robust, as they say in the business world, and it's designed to hold a telephone pole
type of horizontal piece.
It's not a jump cup.
No,
maximized.
No.
It's designed specifically for this heavy-duty type of work.
Right.
Well, the other thing it's designed for is to easily move it, because when you have that much weight into the cup part, it's hard to move.
Yeah. There's no pin. No pin to slide
it.
No pin.
To go up and down is so easy.
Yeah. It's so simple, but it's amazing how long it takes to get to simple.
I was going to say, how many prototypes did you have of this baby?
A ton. It gets very expensive to get to simple, because when you have something simple, it has to be just right. The angles have to be just right. The type of metal has to be just right. Powder coating has to be just right. There's no room for error. It has to be done well. So I went through a couple of engineers and a ton of prototypes.
A lot of physics or
geometry
and stuff involved with that. So this is really clever. What is the the vertical piece that the post. What's the sizes that it can fit in?
What's as small or as big as it can be? It has to be five and a half to six and a half inches from the back of the cup where the brackets are holding it to the front where the log will sit.
Okay.
It can be, as far as a round post, it can be 8 or 9 inches wide. But that 6 inches is really critical as far as having it angled correctly, minimum.
Yeah. Otherwise, it would point down.
That's what holds it securely.
Yeah.
If you try to put it on a 4x4 jump standard, the whole thing would tilt down so much that it wouldn't be right. It has to be substantial.
What do these things retail for, then?
They retail for this one with there are 8 brackets that come with it, and then 2 of the timber cups. That retails for $196, I believe.
So it comes with 2 giant-sized Mega He-Man cross-country jump cups.
Right.
It comes with 2 of those, and 8 of the little brackets, so that gives you a total of 4 different height choices for that set.
Right.
Okay.
And then the timber tie, the one that you tie on a tree, that retails for $190.
Okay.
And that comes with 2 for make 1 jump.
Correct.
Right.
2 pieces, and they each have a strap.
So who's adopting them? Obviously, this is designed for the farm where you don't want to spend a ton of money and put in posts, and you have to maybe move your jumps around. But are shows also adopting these?
The Wellington Pro Derby is using them in the Derby.
Really?
In the,
oh, really?
In the Derby
Great.
Cross.
That'll make life simpler
Derby.
For them.
Yeah.
The Derby Cross.
Which just happened last week. Yeah.
Yep. They're using in that. U.S. Olympic team, the Canadian Olympic team are using them. They set up jumps on either side of the water to do, you know, combinations. They're setting them up to make a trakaner out of a ditch. A lot of pony clubs love it because the kids can jump an appropriate height. You don't have just one fixed jump.
Mm-hmm.
So as you have beginner riders or older riders or whatever, you can adapt it up and down.
You're going to get a lot more use out of your cross-country jumps that you build because there's
so much.
Typically you build a cross-country jump. If the jump is 2'9", it's 2'9".
Yeah.
That's what you get.
Sometimes someone shouldn't be jumping 2'9".
Right.
They should be jumping
and even the horse,
rail.
Even the horse that you school over the jump the exact same way so many times, its schooling value becomes more limited as time goes by.
Right.
And this really gives you the ability to, you can change out the horizontal piece, you can change out the fill, you can change out the height. So it really adds, it's a real added value for the cross-country courses. So if you only have the room or the money to put in
six or eight fences at your facility, you're going to get a lot more use out of those six or eight fences.
Yeah, you get the best use out of your real estate by being able to make it adaptable to so many things.
And real estate is really limited for lots of folks. Yeah. Somebody who has a little 10-acre spread doesn't have room for a cross-country course, can invest in some of these, and you have instructions on how to make portable standards for them. Can invest in these, and just like you have a set of stadium jumps, you can create user-friendly, urban-friendly cross-country fences that are really genuinely useful.
Yeah, it's very cost-effective. Sometimes people wince at the thought of a pair of, I hate to call them jump cups because they're not the timber, their equipment. But if you, it enables you to marry two inexpensive items. A 6x6 from Lowe's is $20, and just about everybody wants to give you a log.
After every storm,
So for roughly $200, you can make an adjustable height jump that will serve all sorts of needs for you.
That's pretty cool.
And where can people find out about them?
I am working with Intrepid International now, and they are my rep and distributor.
So go to your local tax store and say, give me the field jumps.
Right.
And tell the tax
have
to get
a website, fieldjumps.com.
It's a nice website, too.
Thank you.
Fieldjumps.com. Well, thank you so much, Cindy,
for
joining us. We really appreciate it.
Go
out and set up your cross-country course, people.
Right. Got to go get my horse ready to go.
There you go.
Thank you.
Thanks, Cindy. Appreciate that. You're listening to Horses in the Morning, and we are at ADA, which is the trade show here in Philadelphia, where we find all the new cool products. Jennifer's here with me.
I'm incredulous, Glenn.
Why?
Logan didn't bring your bottle.
My bottle?
She's supposed to bring you a bottle of One Step.
Oh, that's right. Yes, anyway. You're bad. So we are here highlighting all the products that are new and ones that we liked here at the show. And next we have up with us, we have Logan from RJ Matthews, who is absorbing in One Step. And the reason I picked this one out is because I have used One Step, which is a leather cleaner, forever. And if you're there's a lot of haters with One Step. I hate to say it.
He's stepping out here. He's taking a risk.
I hate to say it, but there are a lot of haters with One Step because they say you got to use the two steps and you have to, clean it and then you have to put the conditioner on it and all that stuff. When you're cleaning harness, like I was cleaning harness, and you're a horse husband, you have patience enough for One Step. One Step is all I ever had.
One step's better than no step.
Exactly. That harness, got cleaned. And Jennifer did that intentionally. She said, I know the stuff you need to use because she knew what my level of tolerance was. And that's where One Step came into being. But One Step has always been in the same jar for the last 150 years. And then we walked up to your booth, and Jennifer said, that's One Step. I said, no, it's not. They changed the jars.
Yes. We had gotten some complaints that the lid was hard to actually get on.
It was kind of hard.
I've spilled a lot of One Step.
And just fasten correctly. So the great folks at WF Young have made a screw top lid that's nice and thick and right in the palm of your hand, and you just screw on the lid and screw it off for any use.
Hello.
Anytime. It's great. So,
how long has the screw top lid been in existence?
I don't know.
A couple of hundred years, you think?
Possibly.
Yeah, and they were right on that. I'm so thrilled they did that. But even more clever, they've done a spray for One Step?
We're known for our non-aerosol sprays, so it's a valve-on-valve technology. And what it is it's a pressurized can that has a bag inside, so there's no harmful things for the environment. And what it happens is you press down on the top, and it lets out some liquid. So One Step is now in a liquid, and then once it touches the tack, it starts to foam up. And the foaming quality helps lift the dirt out of the cracks and the crevices or your harness so that it just gets it clean real quick. So no one's getting any cream on their hands.
Now, do you have to shake it first?
No.
No shaking required?
No shaking.
And you use it as if it were an aerosol can. You just push the button on top.
Yep, you just press the button, and then you can click it back to the right to shut it off.
Oh, so there's a little off button so that it can't get dumped in the bottom of the tack trunk and spray everywhere.
And spray everywhere, yep.
That was a good idea.
Yeah.
Yeah, because we drop it in the bottom of the tack trunk.
Well, I like the fact, too, that you can do it upside down and backwards and sideways.
360 degrees, so that's awesome.
Because you get, sometimes with the fly sprays, you're trying to get under their belly, and the can stops working.
Yeah, because One Step's not the only product you carry in this unique can. Yes. What else do you have in the Nifty can?
Well, we actually came out with two new fly sprays. So one is a sweat resistant, and the other is a red, which has 5 active ingredients. And our sweat resistant now comes in a non-aerosol can, as well as our legendary product, the
OsterShield.
Okay,
what makes it sweat resistant? They put super glue in there, or what?
No, it's the combination of chemicals that stops the salt in sweating, taking any of the repellent off the skin.
So it's all about the salt.
That,
interesting. Yes. It's not about the moisture. It's about the salt.
Mm-hmm. So we're not spraying the horses with glue.
I wonder about that,
yeah.
It's sweat resistant because it's just going to wash off.
Yeah, and I tried the non-aerosol mm-hmm. Ultra Shield last year, and it was a huge favorite at the barn.
Yeah, that product's done great for us. It's 360 degrees. It's a nice, hefty container. And the best thing about that is when you use it all up, the container is actually really light. So you don't, and sometimes in hairsprays, you're like, oh, maybe there's a little bit left in there. It is all gone once
There's nothing left in the can itself.
Nope, you use it completely. Well worth the money.
Yes. And it's quiet. It doesn't make that nasty hissy sound, so it doesn't scare the horses.
Yeah, and a lot of horses have issues with sprayers to begin with, even the regular hand sprayers. So this just comes out in a nice, soft little noise, and it really helps the horses that are a lot more skittish around bottles.
Is that what's really new over at Absorbine right now?
That is what's new in Absorbine right now, but also W.F. Young, the company that has Absorbine, took in their Equine America line and revamped it and gave it a little facelift and has put out a great SKU of supplements ranging from everything from training to performance, recovery, and skin and coat. So it's a fantastic line, and there's no fillers. There's no, it smells like apples, oranges, and everything under the sink. It's just what the horses need to do what they're meant to do. So it's a great support line, and you're going to see a lot about Equine America coming out this year. So we're excited about that line.
So Jamie wants to know, is Absorbine Veterinary Liniment Gel isn't going anywhere, is it?
No.
That's her fave.
That product will never go anywhere. That's one of our staples.
She says she uses it. She's typing to us here from Arizona and says she uses it before cross country and after cross country.
It's amazing. Use it on your horse, and I even use it on my own.
It's
my own body
stuff.
After
it's
a ride.
Great stuff. The little squeezy bottle fits right in your brush bag. It's awesome. It doesn't tip over and spill because it's a gel.
Yep. We have the gel. We have the liquid. So it ranges from all different sizes. And we actually also came out with a 4-ounce bottle. So, or I think it's 3 or 4 ounces. So
like it's a little travel size.
Yeah, it's a little travel size. You know, TSA won't confiscate it.
That's for your Jack Russell.
Yeah, right.
I love it. TSA won't confiscate it.
So that's a great product. And a good size just to throw in the trunk, kind of like a one-time use for the horse, a few uses for the humans.
So do you ride?
I do.
Yeah, what do you do? What do you ride?
I do hunter jumpers.
Do you?
Yeah.
Hey, well, tell us about your horse.
Okay, he is a 13-year-old thoroughbred, 17 hands. I did the Big Eck with him as a junior, and now he's kind of living the semi-retired life because I'm always working. So he has a little girl that leases him now, and they do about the 2-foot jumps and in the equitation ring. But he's just a saint, so I was so fortunate to get him.
What's his favorite absorbing product?
Let's see. Oh, well, his favorite absorbing product is, and I know everyone's going to laugh when they hear me tell this story again because it's like my token story, but his favorite absorbing product is the Pro CMC.
Really?
This product has literally saved my life.
What is it?
Multiple times. It's basically like a Pepto-Bismol for horses.
Oh.
It coats the stomach.
Does it taste as bad?
I don't know. I've gotten it on me. I've never gotten it in my mouth. But what it is it's a great big 64-ounce bottle, and it helps the stomach acids, protects stomach lining, and just really helps the horses who might be experiencing symptoms of ulcers. So ulcers will never heal, but to get them to stop making the horse act differently, this was the best product that I had ever used. So my vet had actually said that he might have ulcers, and instead of going the route of an expensive treatment, we started him on Pro-CMC. And we went from not being able to get around the ring, crashing fences, to winning state titles and taking 1,000 points and championships along the way.
So he's a pink guy.
He loves it. His lips are always pink before a horse show. He gets a little douse of this, and it just it makes his stomach feel better, and he goes in and performs like a champ. So that is my horse's favorite absorbing product.
There you go. There you go.
Well, everybody has one.
That's right.
W.F. Young has been around since, what, 10 B.C.?
Yeah.
Thereabouts.
A little after Christ died.
They're a great product. They make great products, and they're a great company. They're a great company to work for, so I was really fortunate to get involved with them. Family-owned business, and they're awesome.
Yay! Well, there we go.
Well, very good. Thank you, Logan, for stopping by. We really appreciate you being here.
Yes, thank you for having me.
And good luck at the show.
All right, great. You too.
Thanks.
Bye.
What's the website, quick? Absorbing.com, right?
Yep, they have an Absorbing.com website. And then just if you Google W.F. Young, I'll also have a link for the Equine America website.
Okay, terrific.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And if you're really clever when you go to absorbing.com, you can usually find really awesome coupons.
Yes.
Top secret.
We have promotions that go on all the time. So it's
always printing out the coupons.
I'm always printing out the coupons.
Great incentives on the website. So, oh, and we're also, actually, I wanted to just let you guys know real quick. We're also very well connected on the internet. We have a Facebook. We have blogs, YouTube videos about the products. We even have a Flickr account. So we're really
you're savvy.
Network active.
And all the pictures on the Flickr account are of Logan.
Yeah, no. You can see me a little bit on the Facebook page. There's a few photos of my big guy on there. But, yep, we're connected for – oh, and on Facebook we run contests. So there's contests about, like, you know, make up a great poem or tell us, you know, your favorite story about one of our products, and then we'll send out, get door prizes and samples and stuff. So we're very...
I got the Shoshin sample with me, so
good.
I got my swag.
Good, good, good. All right, well, thank you guys so much.
Appreciate it.
Bye.
So, Jennifer, what was your pick of the show?
My favorite product of the show. Well, you're right. Mine's a little bit more practical. Down at the end of the building, all the way at the end, and this is your typical giant convention center here, several football fields in size, the entire back wall is taken up by English Riding Supply. And most folks out there who are not in the tech business say, who the heck is English Riding Supply? Well, they're a distributor who has lots of brands underneath of them. So some of you folks out there, and I hope lots of you are familiar with a brand called Ovation. And Ovation has come out with some new footwear, and they've kind of reinvented the Ovation footwear, and they have some really pretty riding boots. And it just so happens that one of the samples sitting on the display is my size.
Yeah, I noticed that.
Yeah,
happened to be your size, which never happens.
By hook or by crook, that pair of really pretty brown dress boots. Is just not going to go back home with the English Riding Supply folks. They're beautiful. And what was really cool is they're brown and they're dress boots. You don't see brown dress boots unless you buy them from Italy for $1,500. And these retail for like $250. So, yeah, I'm really impressed. And they've changed the footbed and the sole, and is much more supportive than lower-priced boots used to be. So I'm stuck on the Ovation. I think it's the Aero line, they call it. That's my take-home product.
I'm afraid we might be taking one home.
They don't take up much space in the car.
That was the problem. We bought a bigger car so we could haul our stuff better to these shows. But that also means there's more room to haul crap back. You know,
haul more stuff home from the show.
That's what it means.
It's not necessarily stuff that we came with.
And it wouldn't be an Ada. It just wouldn't be the same unless Uncle Jimmy was set up right beside us. Good morning, Uncle Jimmy.
Good morning, Glenn. How are you doing today?
God, you're looking spiffy in your white shirt, all pressed and everything.
Yeah.
You're the only cowboy that presses his shirt before he comes out.
Yeah, well, I'm hiding a heck of a hangover. I'm honest.
The white shirt help?
To that party.
Oh, I'm sorry?
The white shirt's better for hangovers?
Yeah, I think so. It kind of hides it, I guess. I don't know.
It keeps you awake, that blazing white. Yeah.
So when Beth went over to get you, you were like, oh, God, I have a hangover and I have to go in there.
Yes, but I'm smiling.
Yeah. So tell us, you put something on our table the other day that's brand new for you guys at Uncle Jimmy.
Yeah, we got the licensing rights for a dog product, Puppy Kick.
Puppy cake. Uncle Jimmy's puppy cake.
Yeah, it's kind of a cute sounding thing. Makes me sick. Anyhow, no.
It's not your typical name.
No, it's
not. No, not Uncle Jimmy's hanging balls and licky things. It's Uncle Jimmy's puppy cake.
But that is going to be...
It's rated G, okay?
Rated G. Yeah, that's the only product you have that's...
Only one. Use your imagination, guys. But no, this is going to be aired on February 10th, Shark Tank. The girl that came up with it is going to be on Shark Tank, so that should
What's
be
that?
Interesting. Shark Tank.
Oh, Shark Tank.
Shark Tank.
Is
yes.
that cowboy accent? I didn't.
Yeah. Western
Shark
Pennsylvania.
Shark Tank.
Yeah. We also won the award for that product at the H.H. Backer show up in Chicago. So it's starting out to be a pretty good product.
This is the only product that you have, by the way. Jamie will never be asking for this because of what I'm going to say next. This will be the only product that you have that you actually have to cook it.
Yes, but I can make that product in 3 minutes. 1 minute to mix it and 2 minutes in a microwave, and you have one big cake with icing on it. How about that?
And this is a cake for dogs. We'll clarify that.
Yes, it is. You can eat it if you want. It's you know, pretty tasty.
So obviously you've tried it.
Yes, we did. We
were you in trouble with the wife, and then you were sleeping on the couch and eating puppy cake?
Pretty much like that.
That was after the alcohol.
Yeah.
So now, so what you do is you just pour the package out, you mix it with water?
Water, egg, and...
you can put an egg in it, too.
You put an egg in it, yes, and it's a regular cake mix.
And you start in the microwave?
No sugar in it, because it's for dogs. So
okay.
It's a little bland for people, but the dogs really like it. We made little cupcakes and handed them out, and all the dogs went pretty crazy over them, so...
Well, I got 3 boxes here because I'm special. And my dog, my greyhound, is going to love these things. And I like the fact that you can cook in the microwave, so it only takes a couple minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And you're done, and it's because, you know, if I want to bake a cake, I want to bake a cake for us, not for my dog. So this is perfect.
Yeah, that'll work.
Now, and you said you had some interesting statistics. Tell me those statistics again.
There's 70 million households, is what we found out, with at least one dog. Now, I've got 4, and at least 35% of those people celebrate the dog's birthday.
Huh.
And I just wanted a little bit, you know, like throw me a bone, you know, just a little percentage of that, you know. So anyhow, that's why we got into it. And it seems like it's right now it's selling like crazy. So
you can bake a cake for your dog's birthday, and it even comes with icing.
It comes with icing, yes.
Now, it's dog-friendly
icing. Like sugaring icing or?
It's dehydrated yogurt.
So it's dog friendly.
Yeah, it's dog friendly. You don't want to eat that.
No, it doesn't sound very tasty. I don't like yogurt, non dehydrated, let alone.
No, it's not.
That's like powder.
Yeah.
So each package makes a 6-inch round cake, mm-hmm. or 8 cupcakes, or 24 mini cupcakes. So if you have a Great Dane, you're going to make him a 6-inch round cake, and he's going to eat it all in one fell swoop. If you've got your Labrador Retriever, he gets 1 of the 8 cupcakes. And if you've got a Jack Russell Terrier, he's going to eat all 24 cupcakes because he broke into the cabinet.
Pretty much.
Okay, that's going to work.
What kind of dogs do you have?
I got 3 Australian Shepherds and 1 little dust mop. I don't know what it is, but it makes me laugh.
What's his favorite flavor?
Banana.
They come in flavors too. They come in
banana, carob, and
peanut butter, carob, and banana. Yeah.
Now carob is what you give dogs because dogs love the flavor of chocolate, but dogs don't have chocolate.
Right.
Therefore, it's carob flavor. Right. We would think of chocolate if we were to eat carob.
I've had carob chips before and on ice cream,
mm-hmm.
and it tastes to
it
me
tastes
just
like chocolate.
Yeah. So
whenever if your dog thinks he should have a chocolate birthday cake. Get him the carob.
There you have it.
Yeah. Okay.
All right.
But it's really pretty. It's got the lovely white icing on top. Yeah.
And people can. This is on your website now?
It's on the website, yeah.
All right.
Most of the stores are starting to.
So when you go to your pet supply store, ask for Uncle Jimmy's puppy cakes.
Thank you.
Yeah. All right. Thank you, Jimmy.
All right, guys.
Good
we'll
to see
you
again. Take care of that hangover. Take care of that. All right. We have our next guest coming up here. And. That's okay. Come on in. So, let me see here. We've got Nora, who has, you have that cool product that we saw the other day. And This one is something that Jennifer picked up and saw, and it's a problem that everybody has that at one time or another, with maybe the exception of people who live like Jamie in Arizona where it's dry and hot. And that is, but if you're living in the Northeast right now, you've got a lot of wet ground, and if your horse is out all the time like ours is, you've got to deal with thrush at one time or another. And Jennifer will tell you the frustration of trying to deal with thrush.
Well, sure, and I saw this thing sitting on the table, and at first I thought it was, oh, there's something in there. I thought it was a thrush remedy, so I picked it up. So, oh, everybody's got a thrush remedy, and for every thrush remedy, there are five people who love it and five more who don't. And so I was very curious what this was, but it's not a thrush remedy, is it? Tell me what this thing is, Nora. You got to get really close to the microphone. Except for me, I have to sit
2 inches.
2 inches, oh boy.
Okay, it's an applicator that's thin enough to get deep down into the cracks, and it's designed that you can put in a liquid remedy of your choice. So if you want a commercial product that's out there, or if you have a homeopathic remedy, you can put it in the bottle, and this way you know you're assured that your remedy is going to get down to the thrush and kill it, and this way it can heal from the inside out.
So this bottle is, what, 8 ounces?
No, it's a 6-ounce bottle.
Oh, 6 ounces.
Really handy.
I didn't hold it far enough away.
Right, I understand.
It's a 6-ounce bottle, and it's made of plastic, and it's kind of squeezable. Mm-hmm. And you've tested this plastic, so it is thrush remedy friendly.
Yes, it is. It's all FDA-approved chemical-safe plastics.
Okay.
But it's not so much the bottle. It's about the tip.
It's about, well, and that's what I was going to say. Tell me about this little tip. It's a screw on top.
Yes,
okay,
it is.
That's
so
great.
You can put in your remedy. Nice and easy.
It's easy to put on.
Mm-hmm. But the tip, the plastic itself, it's long and it's thin.
It's kind of shaped like a
pop-off little thing.
It's a long, skinny tube.
Yeah,
okay.
A long, skinny tube.
About an inch and a half long, long, so,
mm-hmm.
Okay.
And it's also flexible. So we all know horses bounce around and things happen.
Oh.
So if anything happens, it's not going to hurt your horse. It's soft enough in that sense, and it won't break off.
So you won't have the T-tap problem where you've got the T-tap halfway through the hole to reset your rope studs. And,
you won't have that
problem.
This will just bend.
It just bends.
It won't insert deeper into the horse's foot and hurt them.
Good.
And it won't, you know, again, snap off and let all the liquid go flying and hurt us. And the really cool thing about it, though, is at the end of the tip, I designed it not to clog. So if I put it, that's the big thing. When I put it on my finger upside down and I squeeze and I have water in here, you see that the liquid still keeps coming out.
So there's some kind of special something going on there.
I have the tip. That's where my proprietary.
So that when you put it into those deep, dark, nasty, smelly crevices, if it was just a tip that was cut off straight with a pair of scissors, you'd stick it in there, it would get up against something and no liquid would come out. It would be useless.
Right. Well, you get a lot of dirt, and then everybody, of course, in the horse world just squeezes much harder.
And then it goes everywhere.
Right, and the problem with that was, actually, someone did it like with a syringe, same thing, it got jammed up, and they pressed really hard, and the product came flying out of the horse's hoof and up into their eye, and then we had to call poison control.
Ooh.
And so that wasn't safe.
That's not a good idea at all.
That really helped push me harder to make this happen, because I didn't want to see that happen again with the back splashing.
So the tip is designed for this type of work. It's mm-hmm. in there and it's kind of close quarters.
Right.
And it's got an attached lid. So you close it up and you can't lose the little top.
Right.
Closing
and
it.
I made it really tight, really strong, because I know it's horse people.
Oh,
it
is. Look
at that. I made it really, really
That's
strong.
That's like carrier proof.
Yeah, it's really good. And because I just know how rough I am on things and what happens in the barn. And we don't want to lose it, because everybody's going to lose just a little cap by itself. So this way it's always with it. And I've been carrying it around with the water in my pocketbook for the last 3 months.
Oh.
Even if I turn it upside down and I squeeze, I don't see anything dripping out.
Huh. How about that?
Yeah, there's a nice little liner inside also to help you keep it. So it's kind of safe.
Wow, that's a very thoroughly thought out little product right there.
Designed for me.
Designed
I'm
for you.
Person.
You're the horsey
I want to be comfortable and like what I'm doing. So
when we go to the tack shop and we want to buy a thrush tip bottle, what's the suggested retail for a thrush tip bottle?
The suggested retail is $9.99.
Okay. And it holds 6 ounces. So
ounces.
If you buy your average little bottle of purple thrush remedy, the whole thing will fit in there.
Absolutely.
So you don't have a half a bottle of this and a half a bottle of that.
Mm-hmm.
That's very sensible.
Yep.
And it's sealed up, so when you do fill it, it's not going to dry out.
Yep.
It's not going to spill all over your
mm-hmm. brush box.
Right.
And they are going to be available now. So when folks go to their tack shops in the next couple of weeks, they can go in and go, hey, get
no,
me a,
not
get
that
me
quick,
one.
Not that quick. I'm not at that point. I'm working on getting the mass production right now. Mm-hmm. So I'm here at the show. It's my first show. And I'm looking
so
to
go
get
to Thrush
orders.
Tip. Go to thrushtip.com and demand.
Yes, please, please. Tell me the more pre-orders I get, the faster I'll get my financing, and I'll be able to put it right in mass production and get it out there.
So tack shops can contact you because they
Absolutely.
Want to order for their tack shops,
sure.
as well as consumers.
Yes, they can.
All us horse folks can get a hold of you at thrushtip.com.
Mm-hmm.
All right,
pretty
very
cool.
good. Thank you so much. We appreciate you stopping by.
Thank
Thrush
you.
Tip. Simple product, but, you know, sometimes
Boy.
You give those simple products and you go,
why didn't I think
of
that?
Why didn't I think of that? So, you know, that's what happens.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Thank
we appreciate
you,
you stopping. Well, Jennifer, one of the other things we look for every time at these shows is the bumper sticker lady. The bumper
Horse Hollow Press.
Horse Hollow Press is here every time, and we always have to see what the new bumper stickers are that are going to be coming out because bumper stickers are one of the best-selling items at tack shops. We used to sell thousands of bumper stickers. And she always has the best ones. And if you see a bumper sticker at a tack shop, you're probably seeing hers from Horse Hollow Press. So the new ones this year, one of my favorites is I'd Like You Better If You Were a Horse. That was one of my favorites. I Love Horses, just another version of her I Love Horses. Horses Make Me Happy. Horses Make Me Happy, You Not So Much. That was one of my other favorites. There's a theme to this year.
Yeah, you know that.
It seems like. How about My Dooley Eats Foreign Trucks for Breakfast? A little shot at Toyota there, I think. Yes, I Smell Like a Horse. No, I Don't Consider That's a Problem. She has a new I Love OTTB bumper sticker out. That's pretty cool.
Oh, really?
So
cool.
A new one of those.
That'll be a big one for our fans.
Messy House. Oh, here we go. Messy House, Spotless Barn, Where's the Problem? Which applies to every horsewoman I know. Jamie just says, I want one of those. I'm not sure. Oh, the OTB one. Okay, we'll make sure we get you one of those, Jamie. And this would be a Ferrari if my wife didn't own a horse. So it's just a little twist on the ones that have been out there before. Kind of like that one, too. So there's a lot of new bumper stickers going to be coming to your tack shop here this year. And by the way, she has a list of about 80 bumper stickers.
And so, did you see the nifty new thing she's got for folks who don't like to put sticky items on their truck cars?
Tell them about that.
She has this new thing out that it's a magnet that is exactly bumper sticker size. So you get your bumper sticker, your favorite bumper sticker, and you put it on the magnet, and then you put the magnet on the car.
You can reuse it just by, when you're sticking that bumper sticker, just put the next one right over top. And you just keep reusing the magnet so that you don't waste your...
Well, a lot of people don't want to put a sticker on their car. Especially if you're driving mom or dad's car. You're not putting that sticker on my car. You're going to slap that magnet on there. It's pretty cool. Great idea.
Well, we have our next guest coming up. Is a story that we talked about a little earlier in the show. And it's a story that is quite amazing. And it's our amazing story of the weekend that we found from a company. And we're going to let them tell the story of what happened because it's a company called California Equine Products. And when Emily and Bertha started telling us this story, we were just amazed at what you guys did and overcame to keep this company going. So good morning, by the way.
Good morning.
Who's going to tell the story of what happened? Bertha, go ahead.
Bertha's getting pointed at.
Yeah. She's fighting her. Who's going to tell the story?
Good morning, everyone.
Tell us how this all panned out and how you ended up here with Emily as California Equine Products.
We were a manufacturer of quality leather products based in California.
And you worked there.
And we worked there for over 20 years. The employees have been there some 32 years, 36 years. And the company went out of business last January. Through our shock, and we didn't know what to do.
Now, when you say went out of business, they knocked on the door one day and said, you guys have to leave.
You're done.
I mean, this was not something you had a warning about?
No, we had no idea. And
so go to work one day and say, sorry, you're out of work tomorrow.
Yes.
That's a little shocking.
They did it through a phone call. They called us up and they said, you know what, send everyone home. We can't do it anymore. We're out of business. Close the doors. Just walk away.
Ouch.
And we just couldn't do it. I couldn't do it. And so after we were shocked for like 3 days, we thought, we got to do something about this. We have a good company. We have a reputable product. And we thought, we just have to keep going. We have customer base. We have a lot of loyal customers.
Yeah, you have a lot of loyal customers who've been with you for years and years, along with
yes.
employees, sure.
And so we said, you know, let's stick together. We figured as a group, we can do something about this. So the employees got together and we said, let's all stick together. Let's find an investor to help us get out of the situation. So we did find an angel investor to help us out.
You just got on the phone, didn't you? You
yeah.
just started calling people.
Calling people all in the industry to help us out. And they were calling their friends, and whoever can help us did.
Mm-hmm.
So then within the third week of this, you know, upside down thing we did, we got found an investor. He came in. He says, yes, he likes it. He likes the idea, and he knew that we knew what we were doing. So he helped us with the money. We moved.
So you had to move to a new physical location.
Yes, we moved to a new location. We thought of a new name. So we started under a new company name.
So how many employees were involved with this whole process of the rebirth of this company?
Six employees.
Six employees got
mm-hmm.
together,
mm-hmm.
got on the phone,
mm-hmm.
started calling people, and you used those customers that were happy with the product lines that you've been producing for many, many years.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just a case of everybody started helping out. Every contact was worthwhile.
Yes. So we started, the grand opening was April, and we've been doing really, really well, thanks to our customers who are loyal to the product. And we've been doing shows and trying to get our name reestablished out there. And
so y'all went from being employees to bosses.
Right.
So how many people total now work for California Equine Products?
There's 20 full-time employees.
That's pretty significant in the tack business, really. And you're in California. You manufacture in California.
Everything is made in California. We buy only number one premium hides. Like I said, we're known for our quality. We have good craftsmanship. We do all hand tooling. We hand stitch. We're known for our special order request. We can pretty much make anything. We get a lot of customers who say, you know, my horse's head is this size. Can you make me a bridle? And we can. We can pretty much do anything in leather.
Tell us what you do make. What kind of products do you do all?
We manufacture all types of Western saddles, show, reiners, trail riders, ropers. We manufacture tack for the race industry. We do really, really well on the racetrack.
So I'll clarify that because I see you have one of those here, is when you see the horses, the race horses we talk about all the time here on the show, going around the track in the white bridles, you guys help them do that, don't you?
Yes.
And we have one right here, right? One of the white ones?
And they're not just white bridles, either white leather bridles. And I think you guys are probably the only ones. There's maybe one other company anywhere that makes the white leather bridles for the racehorses.
Yeah.
Beautiful. Yeah, it is. And it doesn't smell like a dead camel. No, it's not. No,
it's
right.
But no, these are beautiful, the white bridles. And very popular in racing.
Yes. Yes, and everybody likes the quality of the leather. Like I said, we only use number one hides, and it's a good premium white leather.
Soft.
Yeah, it's soft.
Soft. And you have some gorgeous Western head stalls over there when I was walking around the booth. Just beautiful work. It really is. It's not as blingy as some of the companies are. Some of the companies, you walk in and you just about want to wear sunglasses. Mm-hmm. Yours is, I think, what I would call, I don't know if traditional is the right word, but it's more of the tooling and the quality of the edge work and that kind of thing that really seemed to make it stand out for me, is that it makes me think of going into a high-quality furniture store. It's not all shiny and glitzy. It's just beautiful.
Thank you.
And then you had something else that kind of caught Glenn's eye sitting over here, and it's bright purple. Tell us about what's going on here.
We do a very, very nice bareback pad. It has a wool felt bottom, and it's got a suede top, and it's got a latigo hand grip, and it's got latigo ties straps on the side where you can attach your cinches to. And we sell lots and lots of these airbag tabs.
I mean,
and everybody just loves them.
This one happens to be purple. You make them in other colors.
But yes.
I can see Helena really liking this particular
one. Is this called burgundy leather that the Latigo straps are made of? So it's the burgundy leather, and it's got brass D-rings. It's not the nasty old coated stuff that's going to rust after 3 years. And then the handhold is beautifully hand-stitched burgundy leather, not the camel-y stuff. And then what really caught our eye is right in the center, about where the pommel would be if it were an English saddle, there's a beautiful plate, nameplate, for equine. Now, is that silver or is it
it's
stainless?
Plated. It's plated.
It's plated silver. Mm-hmm. And that's just beautiful. It just kind of kicks it up a little bit.
Yes.
It's really spiffy. And the
we're having one of these sent out to Jamie, who just got a new off-the-track thoroughbred that she rescued, and I'm sure she would just love to ride in the bareback pad rather than her saddle. When she so we're just going to send one of these out to her. It has a nice handle there, Jamie.
It does have a beautiful handle on it.
It'd be
great. This is gorgeous.
It is beautiful.
Thank you.
So many of the bareback pads just don't look nice, and they're just crappy looking, you know? And this one's just pretty. This is, you wouldn't be afraid to use this one anywhere.
No.
And
it's sticky because it's suede on top. Yeah.
It's cool. Very cool. Well, this is great. I'm so proud of you guys for what you did. You, instead of just rolling over, you said, you know, I'm going to take charge of this and we're going to make this work, and you did. And
so now it's an employee-owned company.
Yes.
There aren't a lot of those in the horse industry.
And Emily, you didn't say a word.
I didn't. She has a birth account. I really...
Emily's just here to look cute.
Yeah. Where's the website? Where can people find your stuff?
At www.caequine.com.
Caequine.com.
Yes.
All right. That's terrific. Thank you. And good luck with the company. We're so proud of you guys.
Thank you so much.
All right. Have a great time. Well, that's going to wrap up our guests for the day. Beth's going to come over and sit down here real quick. We have to thank her. Beth has been our guest wrangler all day. Thank you so much, Beth, for helping us out from Nunfinder Products. You have to give a plug for Nunfinder Products.
Okay, plug from Nunfinder Products. We have got some very, very exciting new things. John decided to shake things up a little bit on us, and I'm not talking about shaking things up by adding a new stirrup leather. We've got saddle soaps. We've got wound care.
What's with the packaged goods?
It's kind of crazy.
That's really stepping out.
No kidding. It's a little overwhelming at first. You know, we're used to leather. We're used to stud supplies, and now all of a sudden... we're going in an entirely new direction.
What's the brand on that? I saw that front.
We've got a few. We've got the Moss. We've just inherited those.
They're
people love the saddle soaps. So we're expanding that line with a few odds and ends, a body spray, a helmet cleaner, and grooming wipes and that sort of thing. And we've also inherited the Dermafast brand, which is really popular. We've got a wound cream and a medicated shampoo and a spray. So that's for good for rain rot and, you know, that ear plaque that they get. So,
oh, really?
Mm-hmm. That's
interesting.
Fantastic, yeah.
Huh.
Bought it from a little old lady that, you know, just was...
cooking it in her kitchen sink?
Basically, yeah, cooking it in her kitchen sink and
now
sending it off to
your kitchen sink.
More or less. So, it's in an entirely new direction. It's the Nunfinder Animal Health Care Division. So we're really excited about that, and it's going to keep
great.
Us busy for quite a while.
Jamie says she wants one of your five-plate breastplates, if you could just send it out to her.
Oh, sure, absolutely. Jamie, just send me an email. I'll take care of you.
There you go, Jamie. Well, that's terrific. You know, Nunfinder, of course, Bit of Britain's a sponsor of our eventing radio show. And she said sweet, by the way.
Oh, I
got it. And we really appreciate your support for the eventing radio show. And, of course, we got a big show coming up here at Rolex.
Oh, yeah.
Certainly, where Bit of Britain has the biggest booth there. And
you're going to be starting to pack by the time you get home from this.
Yeah.
Absolutely. You know, the orders are coming in. We're already working on the layout for this year. And it's our biggest show.
You're going to be in your usual spot in the tent up by the stadium?
Absolutely. Yep. Well, same spot as always. And then, thankfully, John's a nice guy. Lets me go out and take pictures on Saturday Cross Country Day. So you'll find me behind the counter every other day. But Saturday I'll be out with the rest of the people watching the cross country.
50,000 of us.
All 50,000 of you. That's exactly right. And I think, I'm not positive, but I'm pretty sure we've actually got a spot in the tailgating section on Saturday as well. We're going to have the...
Oh, we'll be over.
Well, we've got the Bit of Britain truck. We're going to have some food and some, you know, I don't think we're allowed to have alcoholic drinks, which is a shame, but we'll have some food and water.
We've made it a point to visit the tailgaters, and if you don't have alcoholic drinks at your tailgate, you'll be the only one.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah, they're everybody.
All right. So we'll have to work on the plan for that, but we'll be in the tailgating section and celebrating Bit of Britain's 25th Rolex. So it's pretty exciting that the company's been around for 25 years, and that'll be our 25th anniversary at Rolex.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow. I didn't realize that.
Yeah.
I didn't realize he went right away.
I think so. So, yeah, that, at least that's what he's telling us. So.
Well, that's terrific. We're going to be there broadcasting two shows daily. We'll be doing Horses in the Morning in the morning, and then the Eventing Radio Show in the evening every day live from Rolex, just like we did last year. So so we're looking forward to being there as well.
Great. It'll be good fun. It is every year.
Thank you so much for helping us out this morning, Beth. Thank you, everybody, for listening. We appreciate you joining us here from the American Equestrian Trade Association. I almost screwed it up. The American Equestrian Trade Association show. And here
no, Glenn,
in
you did screw it up.
Yeah.
We're here at Ada. We're live. Thanks for listening in.
And we'll be back tomorrow from the studio. Jamie will be back tomorrow. We have a lot of news from the horse world. And we're hoping that we get a special guest on tomorrow that owns a very special racehorse that did very well over the weekend. We're hoping to have them on. It looks good for that. So keep your fingers crossed. We'll be back here tomorrow morning to talk about all the news that's out there in the horse world. And what's Jamie always say when we end the show?
Spay, neuter, and geld, people.
That's pretty much it. That's what she says. Awesome, you have killers.
Oh, yeah.